It's the West Bear Communications Hour.
Hosted by the publishers of the Westchester County Business Journal and the Fairfield County Business Journal. Leads, news, advice, and more business owners shouldn't miss.
On now and every morning at 7 on Westchester Talk Radio.
Live from Whitby Castle in Rye, New York, Westchester Talk Radio presents West Fair Communications' 12th Annual Above the Bar Awards, their 12th annual ceremony. Good evening. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with my friend, the mix master, Matt Cain, our great engineer. And we want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy at the Avoid Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
You got that right, Matt. And don't forget, please download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store of Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio. And you can also follow us on Instagram. You certainly can. And that is Westchester. Shark Creative is where we find you there. And yes, this is the 12th annual awards, the Above the Bar Awards. And again, it's hosted by West Fair Communications. And again, it honors attorneys here in the county who have been judged by their peers and distinguished judges as outstanding members of the bar in five district categories. And they are Pacesetter, Most Socially Conscious Attorney, Leading Civil Rights Attorney, Leading Attorney Under 40, and Most Promising Pace Law Student. Those are the categories in which the honorees will be mentioned tonight. And we have with us our very first guest, and he helped found this event, which began 12 years ago. We have with us from Citroen Cooperman, we have Gary Carlitz, is that right?
That's correct.
Good to have you with us.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, tell us about this event. You helped start this event 12 years ago. What was the inspiration for this?
Well, my partner, Alan Beatty of Citroen Cooperman, and Ann Duffy, she and Alan thought of this idea that attorneys are not getting sufficient recognition for good work that they do. So 12 years ago, we put together the Above the Bar Awards here in Westchester, and it's voted upon by the legal community. We have some impartial judges that are judging who wins and who doesn't. As you mentioned, the categories, they're wonderful categories. They're youth-inspired categories, and we've been enjoying being a contributing founder of this process. Citroen Cooperman is the 20th largest or so, maybe 22nd largest, CPA firm in America. And we have an office here in White Plains at 709 Westchester Avenue.
So they have an office here, but again, this is a national firm?
Well, I would say we're an I-95 firm. We're everywhere from Boston all the way down to Washington, D.C.
Okay, so more of a regional.
More of a regional.
Yeah. So again, these categories, so they kind of determined, okay, these are the five. Now, how did they come up with these five categories?
You know, it was a decision amongst a number of us, including some of the judges, some of the Supreme Court judges, where we decided that we want to talk about the pace setters, and we want to talk about the most promising attorneys under 40, and the attorneys that really give back to the community in terms of, you know, social fairness. And we also, law students who are promising law students. So we picked these categories, and for the last 12 years, we've had amazing honorees, and tonight we have Judge Davidson. She's our keynote speaker. We're very proud of that. We've had many, many great speakers here. It's a pretty well-received affair.
And so it's quite a section of honorees that you have here tonight in these categories.
I think so.
Yes. So the purpose is really, to honor their work and the fact that they can make a difference, too, I mean, in the legal field, right?
That's so totally true. You know, America is founded of a country of laws. And oftentimes, there's such easy targets to talk about lawyers do this and lawyers do that. But it's not fair. Lawyers actually make America great, and we have great attorneys here today to prove that point.
Do you think they kind of get a bad rap unfairly?
I think they do. I think they're an easy target. It's a demographically easy target. But quite frankly, it's unfair. And we are very appreciative of attorneys because, like myself, for example, I'm a forensic accountant, and I get all my work from the attorneys and from the judges of Westchester County.
Yeah, and that's really what this night is all about, and we hope to meet some of these fine individuals tonight as this all goes along. So tell us a bit more about Citroen Cooperman, if you can talk about more with you about.
Sure. So Citroen Cooperman is a multifaceted public accounting firm. We have about 1,000 people, give or take, and as I said, it goes from Boston down to Washington. We have offices in Providence and offices in Norwalk and White Plains, indeed. I hail from White Plains. About 18 years ago, my firm, Bernhard Carlitz Hayden & DeCruz, merged into Citroen Cooperman. And I work half the time in White Plains and the other half the time in New York City. We have a very robust valuation forensic service team of about 25 to 30 individuals that do this full time. Whether you're valuing private equity or you're measuring damages sustained due to some wrongful act or breach of contract, that's what we do. We measure those damages.
So you deal more with individuals than companies?
No, we deal with both. We have some very, very large clients, people I can't quite say their names because of confidentiality reasons, but they're some of the Fortune 500 companies, as well as the mom and papa stores on Main Street. We go from Wall Street to Main Street.
Just like that.
Just like that.
All right.
Gary Carlitz, Citrin Cooperman, who helped found this event along with West Fair Communications. Thanks for joining us tonight.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it. Gary Carlitz with Citrin Cooperman. Ladies and gentlemen, again, they have an office in White Plains as they were the co-founders of this 12th annual Above the Bar Awards hosted by West Fair Communications. It's happening right here at Whitley Castle in Rye, New York. My name is Jim Cleafield, and just a reminder, this is Westchester Talk Radio produced by Shark Creative. More after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
And welcome back, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from Whitley Castle in Rye, New York. And we're here for West Fair Communications' 12th annual ceremony, Above the Bar Awards. Again, that honors attorneys in Westchester who have been judged by their peers and distinguished judges as outstanding members of the bar in five different categories. My name is Jim Cleafield. I'm your host, along with the Mixmaster Matt Cain, our great engineer. And we wanted to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates Faceless Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. And I'm pleased to have with us our very next guest, representing one of the sponsors here tonight. Her name is Ruth Ann Cronenberg, and she is an advocate with a firm called My Elder. She's an advocate with that, and basically their motto says, caring never gets old. And good to have you here, Ruth Ann.
Thank you, Jim. It's nice to be here.
What brings you out here tonight?
So my partner and I, Susie, are kind of new to the elder world. We became the Westchester franchisees for the company. And part of growing our business is networking with attorneys, elder attorneys, estate and probate attorneys. And this would be a great opportunity to meet and sponsor a great, you know, company.
So what's your clientele like around here? I mean, you're based in White Plains, but again, you go all around, right?
We go the entire county. Our clientele is generally, I would say, middle and upper income, because we're a concierge-based, concierge-type company. We assist the children of the elderly in placement, whether their parent needs to go into assisted living, nursing homes, hospitals. Just a little fact about nursing homes. There's 8,000 to 9,000 illegal evictions every year in this country from nursing homes that are reported. The thing that puts My Elder on the map is we have a 100% success rate in eviction prevention. So if their loved one's being told that they have to leave a nursing home, we will go in and prevent that illegal discharge. We also do monitoring. So if you live out of state and your parent lives here and there's no one to watch in and check on their care, we will go in with whatever frequency, once a week, twice a month, once a month, whatever. We can find the best home health care agencies for the client. And if there's a crisis in a hospital, we'll handle that too. We are a flat fee for service. We don't take any kickbacks. We have no contracts with any facility. And you know, whether it takes us 3 days or 3 weeks, it's the same rate.
What about the client's ability to pay? I mean, how does that factor in?
It's private pay. We don't accept insurance. So again, it's a middle to upper income type clientele that you know would hire us.
So what's the feedback been like? People using your services? Very reliable?
I'm sorry?
Very reliable. I mean, as far as the feedback, you know, they like what you do, right?
Amazing. Yes, they love what we do. Susie and I are the face of Westchester, so we handle everything. We meet with the clients. We do a full needs assessment. We determine what service, where they need to go. Even if they want to stay at home and age in place, we can, you know, make sure that they have all the services that they need at home. We monitor whether if they're in a hospital or in a nursing home. We go and we check in. We do surprise visits. So we've had tremendous success.
Well, if anybody would like more information, where can they get in touch with you?
So our phone number is 914-292-0444. And just call, leave a message, and we will call right back. And if you need us, we're usually available within 24 hours to go in and handle whatever the situation is.
So pretty much anytime.
Anytime, yeah.
Ruth Ann Cronenberg, Elder, Mike Elder, there's an advocate. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much, Jim.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Ruth Ann Cronenberg, ladies and gentlemen, with my Elder. Again, their motto, caring never gets old. They're a sponsor, one of the sponsors of tonight's event, which is Above the Bar Awards, hosted by Westfair Communications. And that's what's going on here at Whitby Castle in Rye, New York. That's where we're broadcasting. This is Jim Cleefield, and just to let you know, this is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. More in just a minute.
Your booth is one of many at a trade show. So how do you get yours to stand out? How do you improve your ROI? How do you generate high-value show leads? You call Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, experts at producing world-class trade show displays, providing solutions designed to give your company's booth and brand an edge, to make your exhibit compelling, to craft an event experience like no other. Boost your trade show ROI, supercharge your lead generation, and give your company the advantage it deserves. Learn more about Skyline Genesis Event Marketing at SkylineGenesis.com.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
And welcome back, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Whitby Castle in Rye, New York. And we're here for Westfair Communications' 12th Annual Above the Bar Awards. And my name is Jim Cleefield. I'm your host, along with the Mixmaster, Matty the K, Matt K, and our wonderful engineer. Want to let you know, we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Reynolds, Genesis Exhibits, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola, Inc., and Salem Golf Club. And for those of you who are joining us, again, this program, Above the Bar, honors Westchester attorneys who have been judged by their peers and distinguished judges as outstanding members of the bar in five distinct categories. And as a matter of fact, we have one of the honorees joining us right now. Her name is Sarah Cinquemani, and she was the winner of Most Promising Pace Law Student. And what happened is she graduated magna cum laude from Elizabeth Howe School of Law at Pace last month, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
And congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
What was your reaction when you found out you got this honor?
Wow. I was definitely blown away. I was in the middle of studying for finals, so there was a lot on my mind already, and then I got the phone call, and I was just ecstatic. I ran right into my dean's office, and I couldn't wait to tell her the news.
Well, tell us more about what you did. One of your roles was being president of the Student Bar Association. Tell us about that.
Yes. So the Student Bar Association essentially is student government of the law school. So in that role, I oversaw all of the different student organizations. We have nearly 30 student organizations on campus, oversaw the budgetary process, event planning, and also worked as a liaison between the students and the faculty and the administration on campus to raise awareness about student concerns, whether it's registration or event planning, anything along those lines.
So you had many different roles while you were there at Pace.
Yes, I did, yeah. One of my other roles, I was on the law review for the Pace Environmental Law Review. I was a productions editor, and I was heavily involved in that aspect. I was also on different moot court and mock trial teams as well.
What was that like, doing those trials?
I loved it. You know, there's nothing really like actually getting to practice. You're in law school, you're sitting in class every day reading cases, but when you're actually going to a competition, you're the attorney, you're advocating for these clients, and it's a lot of fun.
So you do have a lot of interest in the law. Any specific part of the law that really interests you that you want to build a career in now that you've graduated from Pace?
Definitely. I went to Pace for their environmental law program, and I graduated there with a certificate in environmental law. That's always been my passion. Some aspect of saving the environment, whatever it might be. And I'm actually, at the end of the summer, I'm moving up to Albany. I'm going to be working for New York State government, working in environmental law.
And let's talk more about that, because there's all this concern about climate change, how the climate is changing in our country here. We certainly see it evidence of the weather patterns. Are you have some interest along those lines too?
Certainly. I think climate change is extremely relevant to everybody, not just somebody who's in the area of environmental law. I think we live and breathe every single day. We see, as you mentioned, the weather's changing, and we all need to be advocates for the environment. And I think that climate change is a very prominent area of environmental law that's growing and changing. And because it's changing so much, it's extremely interesting to me.
So getting into the environmental law, you're trying to heighten awareness about environmental issues to the public that they may not already know?
Yes. I think that a lot of the environmental issues that we face today, we just aren't educated about it. So while I went to school for environmental studies in undergrad and now in law school, I'm very aware of a lot of environmental issues regarding pollution, contaminated sites, brownfields in that matter. But not many people of the public are aware of those. And I think the most important thing is to educate the public so they know.
All right. Well, Sarah, it is great having you with us. And congratulations on winning the honor again. Most promising Pace Law student. Looks like you have a very bright future. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Sarah Cinquemani, ladies and gentlemen, again, most promising Pace Law student, honored by West Fair Communications here at the Above the Bar Awards, the 12th annual edition going on here at Whitby Castle in Rye. My name is Jim Cleefield. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. We'll be back with more right after this.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevinyl.com.
And we're back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Whitby Castle here in Rye, New York. And we are here for the 12th annual Above the Bar Awards, hosted by West Fair Communications. And again, the awards honor Westchester attorneys who've been judged by their peers and distinguished judges as outstanding members of the bar in five distinct categories. We just met one of those winners earlier, most promising Pace Law student, Sarah Cinquemani. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the mix master, Maddie the K, Matt Kane, our wonderful engineer. We want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Yes, it is. And don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store of Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can follow us on Instagram. We are at Shark Creative. And I'm joined by my very next guest, a very familiar to our Westchester Talk Radio audience, representing Hightower Westchester, one of our proud sponsors we have with us, Peter Lang, who is with us. And Peter, good to see you tonight.
Good evening, Jim. How are you guys?
Good. What brings you out here this evening?
Well, I was just invited to be here, and it's important to be here to support the attorneys in the area, so I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, I mean, again, as I said, really recognizing those attorneys who make a difference, because attorneys tend to get a bad rap, but these categories, these five that are on the list tonight here, really recognizing, you know, what their accomplishments are, and again, you know, making a difference. We just spoke to one of the winners who was interested in environmental law.
I think it's great, and every profession, people are always looking to make a difference. And yeah, some people get a bad rap for a few bad apples, but 99% of the people are good guys, good gals, and do the right thing by their clients.
So any big news about Hightower since we chatted with you last time?
No big news per se, but, you know, every day is interesting in the markets, that's for sure. And we just kind of keep doing what we do, which is helping our clients achieve their financial goals and dreams.
As we look at each one of these honorees, I mean, again, one of the honorees, an administrative judge in the 9th District. We have another, there's a Pace Setter Award. I mean, just a cross-section of honorees in different parts of the law. That's why they're being honored tonight.
I think it's great that people understand the depth and breadth of what attorneys do, not just what they read about in the papers kind of thing. And so each of these attorneys plays an important role in their special, unique niche and the clients that they serve, be it the underserved, the pro bono work that many of these attorneys do, environmental stewardship, young attorneys who are up and coming, and attorneys who have been doing it for 30 and 40 years. They all play important roles in the industry.
You talk about the underserved because not everybody can afford a lawyer, and those that are underserved, I mean, need extra help whenever they can.
They do, and I'm sure many of the attorneys in the room here tonight do help those in need.
Have you spoken to any of them so far since you've been here?
I've just got here a few minutes ago, so I've just said hello to one or two people so far.
Okay, but just it's a really, really wonderful evening recognizing these individuals for what they do.
Yes, it is. I'm glad I could be here.
Well, we appreciate having you, Peter. And again, for those of you who are joining us again, this is Above the Bar. And again, this honors attorneys in Westchester who have been judged by their peers and distinguished judges as outstanding members of the bar in 5 distinct categories. We'll list them for you. You have Pace Setter, most socially conscious attorney, leading civil rights attorney, leading attorney under 40, and as we said, the most promising Pace Law student. It's all represented here.
I think, West Fair and the other sponsors take the time to find these interesting niche categories of attorneys to honor.
Well, Peter, it is great having you with us tonight, and we appreciate your sponsorship of Westchester Talk Radio. Thanks for joining us.
Always an honor. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. Peter Lang of Hightower Westchester, ladies and gentlemen, one of the proud sponsors of Westchester Talk Radio. Again, we're broadcasting live from Whitby Castle in Rye, New York, for the 12th Annual Above the Bar Awards hosted by West Fair Communications. I'm Jim Cleefield. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. We'll be back with more in just a minute.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and we're broadcasting live from Whitby Castle here in Rye, New York, for West Fair Communications' 12th Annual Above the Bar Awards. My name is Jim Cleefield. I'm your host, along with the mixmaster, Maddie DeKay, Matt Cain, our great engineer. And we want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. And I'm pleased to be joined by another of our honorees tonight. Leading attorney under 40, we have with us Julie Curley, and good to have you with us here tonight. She's a mother of 3 boys, right?
3 boys, 6, 4, and 2.5 months. Yeah. I'm pleased to be here tonight. Thank you to West Fair Communications for the nomination, the award tonight. I'm really excited.
Tell us about the name of the firm you work for.
I work for Del Bello, Donnellan, Weingarten, Weiss, and Whitaker. We're a multidisciplinary firm based in White Plains. We do everything from corporate commercial transactions, real estate, trust and estates, litigation. I work in the bankruptcy department, so we do corporate bankruptcy and consumer bankruptcy as well.
When did you first get interested in the law?
Well, when I was in college, my parents told me I either had to go to law school or medical school. So I would say back in college.
Back in college? So, as I said, you graduated several years ago, about 2004?
Yes, I graduated law school in 2004, yeah.
Law school, yeah. So what was it like going through law school? I mean, what did you learn along the way?
Certainly work ethic. When you graduate high school, throughout high school, you have homework assignments. And then in college, you start to learn the independent study. But really, in law school, I realized how to study on my own, to set goals, and to really work independently. And it's not dissimilar from the practice of law, where you have a hearing date and you have to anticipate having to write your brief, you know, 2-3 months in advance. So that was very similar to law school.
And among your accomplishments, aside from winning this year, you were the recipient of the Benjamin Weintraub and Alan Resnick Bankruptcy Law Award several years ago, among the many honors that you have, not just here.
Yeah, that was in law school. It was Benjamin Weintraub Bankruptcy Award. But this is not the first time I'm receiving an award by this association. I was most promising new attorney back, I think, in 04, 05 from the Above the Bar Awards. This is my second one, and I really am honored. Yeah.
And how are you able to balance being in the law and being a mother of three?
I wouldn't be able to do it but for my husband. My husband really is my rock. He allows me the flexibility to work late when I need to, but also for my law partners. You know, I've been with the same group of attorneys since I graduated law school, so for about almost 15 years now, and I wouldn't be able to do it but for them and my husband. We really all help each other out to make it work.
What message do you want to say to those who are aspiring to get into the law as you did?
I guess what I would say to them is just to keep your focus. You know, it does get overwhelming sometimes, but just keep your focus and work towards your goal. And then once you start practicing, don't forget what you do, because one downfall of practicing law is that there's also a business aspect to it. And I think that when you start practicing, you kind of get lost in the business aspect of maintaining a practice. But don't lose sight of the fact that you represent either an individual or a company, and you really need to really hold their hand. You know, when I started out practicing, one thing my father had said to me, because he had always worked with a lot of attorneys, was always treat your clients the way you want my attorneys to treat me. And so that really instilled a certain work ethic in me as to how you should be treating your clients.
Well, Julie Curley, congratulations to you again, winning the Leading Attorney Under 40 Award. Congratulations to
you
once again.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with Julie Curley. Again, she was the Leading Attorney Under 40 Award winner here for West Fair Communications Above the Bar Awards, the 12th annual event going on here at Whitby Castle in Rye, New York. That's where we're broadcasting from. This is Jim Cleefield, and this is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. We'll be back with more right after this.
Shark Creative. Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark Creative.